In chapter 6, we talk about morphology. Morphology is the field of linguistics that studies the forms and internal structure of words. Morpheme is the minimal unit of meaning or grammatical function. For example, trees contain three morphemes, to plus ist plus es. Categories of morphemes. Free and bound. Free morphemes can stand by themselves as single words. For example, tour, open, stay. Bound morphemes cannot stand alone, but they are attached to another form. Affixes are bound morphemes, for example, ist, id, is. All affixes, prefixes and suffixes in English are bound morphemes. Lexical and functional morphemes. Free morphemes fall into two categories. Lexical morphemes are the nouns, adjectives and verbs which carry the content of messages we convey. They are called open class of words since we can add new lexical morphemes to the language easily. For example, sad, look, long. There are lexical morphemes. Functional morphemes are the functional words in the language, such as a conjunction, preposition, article, and pronouns. They are called a closed class of words since we almost never add new functional morphemes to the language. For example, and, but, on, near, above, there are functional morphemes. Derivational and inflectional morphemes. Bound morphemes can also be divided into two types. Derivational morphemes are used to make new words in the language and are often used to make words of a different grammatical category from the stem. For example, good is an adjective. Good plus ness makes noun. Goodness is a noun. Inflectional morphemes aren't used to produce new words in the English language, but rather to indicate aspect of the grammatical function of a word. Plural markers, positive markers, tense markers, comparative and superlative markers are inflectional morphemes. For example, Sam's two sisters. Apostrophe is inflectional. Sisters, S is inflectional. Derivational versus inflectional. And inflectional morphemes cannot change the grammatical category of the word. For example, old is an adjective. Older is an adjective too. A derivational morpheme can change the grammatical category of a word. For example, teach is a verb, but teacher is a noun. Whenever there is a derivational suffix and inflectional suffix attached to the same word, they always appear in the order. Morphological description. The girl's wildness shocked the teachers. Is a functional. Girl is lexical, apostrophe is inflectional, wild lexical, ness derivational, shock lexical, ed inflectional, the functional, teach lexical, er derivational, and s is inflectional. Morphs and allomorphs. Morphs, the actual forms used to realize morphemes, such as cats. Consists of two morphemes. Allomorphs, the actual forms of the morphs which result from the single morpheme plural turn out to be different. There are all allomorphs of the one morpheme. For example, books, boys, watches. Zero morpheme is one allomorph of plural. For example, less is fractional free.